الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله وخير خلقه سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. ما شاء الله. The story continues that Musa عليه السلام and Khidr عليه السلام they were together when Musa عليه السلام requested him to take him with Khidr عليه السلام so that he can teach you some of the knowledge that he was given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, very different kind of knowledge. So Khidr alayhi salam, he agreed to keep him, but on with one condition. He put a condition. Qala faini tabatani, that is in today's ayah. So qala yani Khidr alayhi salam, he said, faini tabatani, if you are to follow me, fala tas'alni an shay. So do not ask me about anything. Whatever you see me doing, whatever I do, it will be very much different from the comprehension of any human being. It will be very different. It will be different from your own teaching, because you are teaching the Sharia. You are teaching the religious, you know, laws and duties and obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but this type of my work will be different from our day-to-day life. So whenever you see anything very strange, do not ask me anything. Hatta uhdisa laka minhu dhikra, until I will mention to you. So hatta means until. Uhdisa, I speak to you. Yes. Laka to you, minhu zikra, about that thing I will mention it to you. Zikr, mention. So Musa alayhi salam agreed on that condition. He said, I will promise that I will try my best to be the sabir, patient, as we learned in last ayat, last Sunday. Fantalaqa. Now their journey started. Intalaqa. Okay, one more thing is that you see in this section Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used a lot dual, the word for dual. Because first Musa alayhi salam and his student Yusha alayhi salam, both of them. And this is a beauty of the Arabic. We do not find it in English or many other languages, that there is no word to describe two people, dual. In every language it is singular or plural, but in Arabic we have a third thing in between. So we need to pronounce all these alif. If we say fantalaqa without alif, it means only one person, he moved. We are not getting the proper meaning. So fantalaqa means they set forth, they moved on, they went on. Or in simple Arabic, mashaya, like mashaya yamshi, to walk. So they started walking, moving, fantalaq.
What is the root word for
talaq? Talaq, ta'lam qaf, talaq yatluqu.
Talaq
means when you release something.
You continue.
You were, you know, sitting somewhere, and now you release yourself, your body, and you are moving. So it is talaq.
Is talaq from the same word?
Talaq also, because you are releasing. Fantalaqa. So both of them, they went on. Hatta idha rakiba. So again, hatta, until, idha rakiba. Both of them, they embarked on a boat. Rakiba yarkubu, like boarding to any kind of transportation. You are boarding your car, you are boarding the aeroplane, you are boarding the train. It's all rakiba.
The ride?
Ride, yes. So both of them, they took the ride in the boat. So it seems that they have to cross a river. They wanted to go from one place to the other place, and like a ferry system. So they was ferrying in the boat.
What is
kharaqaha? So now Khidr alayhi salam, he showed his first amazing thing. So he made a hole. He made a hole in the boat. That is the meaning of kharaqaha. So kharaqa is a verb, ha is a pronoun that is referring to the boat. Okay. In literal meaning of kharaka, as we said, tearing off. So he tore the boat just from like one place. قَالَ أَخْرَقْتَهَا. So Musa alayhi salam, he could not have the patience, and he right away he objected. أَخْرَقْتَهَا, did you make the hole in it? لِتُغْرِقَ آلَهَا, you have done it, so what would be the consequences? That the people in the boat, they will be drowned. So you did it, so what will be the result? That لِتُغْرِقَ آلَهَا, you will make all the people of the boat, they will be drowning. It is very obvious that the water will come inside. لَقَدْ جِئْتَ شَيْئًا إِمْرَا, indeed you have done something very weird. Imra, Shayyan Imra, something very, very strange. No one can understand. Very grievous thing, or in American, you know, slang, like weird thing. لَقَدْ جِئْتَ شَيْئًا إِمْرَا, you have done a thing that is very strange. So the background of that is also why Musa alayhi salam objected so much on that, as it has been explained by our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the ahadith. So he said that when they were sitting in the boat, so the owners of the boat, they were very good people, poor people, but good people and pious people, and they knew Khidr alayhi salam also. So, and they saw Musa alayhi salam, so even they did not recognize, but they look at their faces and their dress and everything, appearance. So apparently both of them, they were looking highly righteous people. So they offered him the ride in the boat, and out of respect they said that your ride is free, we will not take any money from you, no ticket for you, right? So imams have this right. So they said that you have no ticket, you can come with us free. So Musa alayhi salam, he said that to Khidr alayhi salam, look at these people, they are so good people, they are not charging any money from us, and instead of giving them some favor, you are trying to harm them, and you made their boat defected, you made a hole in it. So I cannot understand. قَالَ أَلَمْ أَقُلْ. So Khidr alayhi salam, he said, didn't I say to you, إِنَّكَ لَن تَسْتَطِيعَ مَعِيَ صَبْرًا, that you cannot have the patience with me. Whenever you see me doing something, you do not have patience on that. لَن تَسْتَطِيعَ means you are not able to. مَعِيَ with me, صَبْرًا. قَالَ لَا تُآخِذْنِي. Musa alayhi salam, he realized that I am breaking my promise. So he said, please do not take me on that. La tu'akhidni, do not take me, and he just, please pardon me, forgive me. Why? Because I forgot. Bima nasitu, the reason that I could not hold myself, I spoke because I forgot my promise. Bima nasitu. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam also, again he described, he spoke three times. So he said that there are three different reasons for his speaking. So first one was because of nisyan, out of forgetfulness. He did not make this objection while he was fully conscious about that agreement or contract. And it is a human nature that we make the promise, but sometimes we forget. So it was because of the nisyan. And this nisyan is forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also. So he said, بِمَا نَسِيتُ وَلَا تُرْهِقْنِي مِنْ أَمْرِي أُسْرَى, and do not make very much difficult and hardship on me. Do not deal with me with hardship and difficulty. Please, like, you know, say, in again in American slang, take it easy. Take it easy. Do not make it hard for me. وَلَا تُرْهِقْنِي. تُرْهِق, it is also from irhaq. And the root is rahaqa, rahaqaf. So irhaq means to put a burden on someone beyond the capacity. When you give a burden to someone that is beyond his capacity, that is called irhaq. So he said, do not be very much angry with me, and do not make this situation like right away you are going to separate from me and make it easy for me. La turiqini min amri, my affair, min amri, my affair. Usra, usra is difficult. Innama al-usri, usra, right? So usra is difficult and hardship.
So this is Musa alayhi salam is saying.
Yes, Musa alayhi salam is saying.
I forgot, but basically pardon me.
Yes, yes, know, don't. Because Musa alayhi salam, he realized that I made the promise that I will not speak up, I will be quiet all the time until he will explain. But he forgot, so he was afraid that Khidr alayhi salam, right away he will say, you cannot be with me.
Right.
So, and he wanted to continue. So he said that, please do not make it hard for me. And give me one more chance. Something like that. So, that was. So let's go again for, you know, word by word. So I want to make sure that you, inshallah, able to translate one. فَإِنِ اتَّبَعْتَنِ, what is the meaning of اتَّبَعْتَنِ? Yes.
And if you followed me?
So اتبع, as we say, اتبع, right? قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِ. The Prophet ﷺ, he said in the ayat of the Quran. So, فَلَا تَسْأَلْنِي, Brother Hamid. What is the meaning of فَلَا تَسْأَلْنِي?
Do not ask me.
Yes, it is from سوال. لا تسألني حتى عن شيء. Brother Mu'in. Okay. حتى means brother
until.
And أحدثة.
أحدثة until you speak.
I will speak. I will speak. You know, from the word hadith, it is also from the same root. Hadith, statement, right? So أحدثة is the verb. لك.
لك to you.
Yes. Minhu zikra, Brother Kanishka.
About it, a mention.
About anything that I will do, I mention. Yes. Okay. Fantalaqa. Moved on. Walked. Walked away, moved on. Okay. Hatta again until. Idha rakiba. What do you do in Delta?
Board bag.
Yes.
Boarding,
right? Travel. Okay. Fis safina.
In the boat.
In the boat. Okay. Khalaqaha. Yes. Ripped it or made a hole. Yeah, he did not make a very big defect, right? So, according to some narrations, he took out just one piece of that, and it was not that a big harm that can damage the whole boat right away. And when, what time he did, this is also very important in this, you know, situation, when they were disembarking, when they were coming out. So at that time, the boat is not going, it's not running in the water, it was anchored. So at that time he did. Qala akharaqtaha. Yes. What is the meaning of akharaqtaha?
He said that you
did you make. So a is for question. Why did you like why did you make? Litughriqa ahlaha. Yes, litughriqa means yaqeen.
Litughriqa means to drown.
To drown, yes, to make the people drown. Ahalaha, Brother Hamid. Who will be drowning?
The people,
the passengers. The passengers of the boat. Laqad ji'ita, Brother Mu'in.
You made.
Literal meaning of ji'ita, to come.
To bring.
Shay'an imra, Brother Kanishka.
Something grievous.
Something grievous. Weird.
Okay. قال لم أقل.
He said.
Who said?
Khidr
alayhi
salam. Khidr alayhi salam. But I was looking at the following. Yeah.
And alam aqul means?
Alam aqul? That you were not supposed to say anything.
No.
Didn't I tell you?
Didn't I tell you? Yes. Alam aqul, these are three different things. For question.
Oh, did I
not? Lam aqul, not said. Okay, qala innaka. Yes, Brother Abbas.
Innaka, indeed to you.
Indeed you.
Indeed you.
Yes. Lan tastati'a.
You'll never be able to.
Ma'ya, Brother.
Ma'ya. You cannot be patient.
And Maya means with me.
With me.
And sabar, patience. Yes. Aap bataiye, Brother Bilal, next.
Qala means he said. Musa alayhi salam said. La tu'akhizni. No. Tu'akhizni.
Do not get hold of me.
Not be hard on me. Be hard on me.
Okay.
He broke his promise. Since I break my promise, وَلَا تُرْحِقْنِي.
Okay, بِمَا نَسِيتُ. What is the meaning? بِمَا نَسِيتُ.
For breaking my promise?
I forgot. نَسِيَ يَنْسَى نَسِيَان in Arabic, to forgot. وَلَا تُرْحِقْنِي, brother.
وَلَا تُرْحِقْنِي, do not burden me. I mean, angry from the affair.
And
don't make it difficult for me.
Hard and difficult for me. Okay. Sadaqallahu alayhi wa sallam.